You're listening to 90.7 WFAE, Charlotte's NPR news source. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Rumsey. 25 years ago, this Monday, Kim Thomas was murdered inside her home off Wendover Road in South Charlotte. At the time, Thomas's husband, Ed Friedland, was a kidney doctor in Charlotte. He told police he came home that night to find his wife's body on the dining room floor. She had been repeatedly slashed and she was handcuffed. The couple's 10-month-old adopted son was in a crib, uninjured. 4 years later, police charged Friedland with killing his wife, but prosecutors dropped the case the following year, citing insufficient evidence. The murder remains unsolved. Kim Thomas's sister, Lynn Thomas, lives near Boston. She'll be in Charlotte tomorrow to hold a vigil in Freedom Park. Lynn Thomas joins me now. Lynn, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mark.
Well, as I mentioned, the murder charge against Ed Friedland was dropped in 1995, and another suspect in the case, a man named Marion Gales, was a neighborhood handyman with a criminal record who was never charged in your sister's murder, although he did later serve time for a different killing and remains in prison. I wonder, over the years, what has been your sense of how active this investigation has been?
I'm regularly in contact with the police, and I would say regularly is like 2 to 3 times a month, either by email or a phone. So this one does go back quite far. But you recently, just a few weeks ago, there was one that was solved that was even older than my sister. So that does give me hope.
And has that level of contact with the police been pretty consistent, or have there been some more fruitful periods and more sort of dry periods in the case?
Mark, it's gone all over, you know, from the very beginning, like daily contact with the police in the early 1990s. And then there's times when there wasn't really much contact. We had hired a private investigator and our own attorney, my dad and mom. So it's never stopped. And, you know, both my parents have died, and I will continue this. And I told my dad I would, and I just feel she's my sister, and we need to, you know, the city of Charlotte, the police, whomever, you know, needs to bring the person to justice that killed her. And it's just in my bones. I'm that kind of sister, and I'm that kind of family person. It's like this is something that someone needs to be held accountable.
Well, a couple of other unusual twists in this case. In 1996, Ed Friedland filed a civil wrongful death lawsuit against this man, Marion Gales, claiming that he had killed Kim Thomas. A jury later awarded Friedland $8.6 million. And Friedland also filed a malicious prosecution suit alleging that police had botched the investigation that led to his arrest. That suit was eventually dismissed. I'm wondering how these legal complexities have affected you.
They always make it a fresh wound. And another thing was also on Dateline in 98, and that was sort of another wound. It's sort of like a scab, Mark, and then when it's brought up again in some way, it's sort of pulling the scab off and feeling some of the pain that's still there. It's been convoluted. It's been twisted. It's a really great word. There have been close many times to making an arrest, and certain pieces of information just do not fall into place. So there's been a number of disappointments, and it's just sort of been every day putting one foot in front of the other.
What is your gut feeling in terms of the likelihood of this case eventually being solved?
I'm sort of cautiously optimistic. I'm more optimistic now than I've been for many, many years.
Why is that?
With just talking with the police and understanding what they're looking for and what they need, and for us just sort of working together, I think it's the first time for myself since my dad died that I felt that the police and I are seeing eye to eye with what the next steps are in their investigation. They're sort of more fired up, as one gentleman said, than they've been in years. So I'm trusting that that's meaningful for them, and that it will get things moving at a faster pace.
Well, Ms. Thomas, the best to you, and thank you very much for taking time to talk with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much for calling, Mark. Bye-bye.